Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Love is a burning thing.
And it welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We're going to bring this train to the station here. We are live and local at Gorman's Furniture on 28th Street in Breton. You got to get down here. There's some great sales, 40 to 60% off all their patio furniture as well as the all the stuff in the showroom. They're getting ready for the new season, so they're going to be turning their inventory over. It's a great place to come down here and check out stuff if you need it for your patio or your home.
Fantastic. You know, you hear things like that on the radio and you go, oh yeah, you know, they want me to come down.
Right.
No, seriously, you need to check this place out because the prices on this really high quality good furniture is everyday pricing right now with 40. You imagine, I mean, those chairs are 60% off right there. That chair is $100.
Right.
I mean, I want that in my pool.
Right.
It's every color you could imagine, like the little teal kind of ocean colored ones. Man. That's
great.
Beautiful. It's like Virginia Beach, baby.
Yeah.
Right here in Grand Rapids.
Be great for your back deck or your pool area or around the lake, wherever you are, when you get out and you're doing your grilling. And, Bob, this week I put together a little test recipe that every once in a while you just nail one.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
You know, and I...
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I tell you what, it was a scallops recipe. My wife was away doing some work with one of the charities that she works with, so I had to cook for myself. And I usually experiment when I cook for myself just to see if I can come up with something new and play with. This one's a home run. I'm going to serve it to guests, and it's around scallops, right? That little seafood, a lot of people are afraid of those because they don't know how to cook them. We've thrown this recipe up on the website, but it's a lemon garlic scallop. And real simple, what I did is I took some lemon, some garlic.
Surprising.
Yeah, and some portobello mushroom.
Let me guess, scallops?
Right, scallops, onion, and garlic. And I put the mushrooms, onion, garlic, and some EVOO, the butter EVOO from our friends at Old World Olive Press. Fabulous stuff. If you've not had any of that, it's great to cook with. But I sauteed those mushrooms, onions, garlic in that butter EVOO. Then after I got them sautéed, I tossed the scallops in them, and then I skewered the scallops with two skewers, not one,
smart,
but two, side by side, about a half inch apart. And what that does is it creates a little frame for you to grill them on. I had oiled the grill, got it to about medium heat, took the scallops out, skewered them, put them on the grill about 4 minutes each side. But then I took that mixture, that sauté that I made with the onions, mushrooms, and garlic, put it back in the pan and got it hot again because I had it on the raw scallops and I wanted to get it back up to temperature to cook off any bacteria. And then when I got those scallops off the grill, I put that mixture, again, the mushroom, onion, and garlic
sort of right like
on
a
top.
Chutney on
yeah.
top.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was fabulous.
Okay. You can see that on our Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/TheGrillingGuys. And you can see the picture. Great, great presentation. I mean, really smart of you, by the way, to take those scallops, lay them flat, put the skewer in from the side. That's the only way that would work because if you would have went the other way, by the time those things cook, they'd be breaking in half and falling off. So that was just a great move. I've never tried that. I use a grilling basket for those because I've never been able to keep them on the skewer.
Right.
You going in sideways is the ticket.
Yeah, but check that out. It was an easy recipe to do. Scallops are a fun summer dish. I'd serve that with maybe some Arcadia Whitson or some of that Schmoe's Rasmanian Devil or maybe some Lemon Creek Pinot Grigio. Any of those would go really good with that seafood dish, a light, fruity beer or wine. Oh, man, it makes a fantastic combination.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little party of one right there on my deck when I got that time. It was fun, man.
I'm going to leave that alone. I don't want to get bleeped again. I got bleeped, I heard. Yeah, I said the B word. I was talking about beaches. For crying out loud, Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
So we covered Dave Thomas's Kool-Aid Pickles. You can check that out on our Facebook page. Dave put it up, and there's a picture of his pickle on Facebook page. Don't bleep me, Brian. Okay, we are being produced today by Brian Fongers back in the studio with a bleep button. And on location, we have Orange Julius doing a great job running the wires. We're happy to be at Gorman's. We're on the outdoor patio. We're on 28th Street. Great sales going on. Wanted to do a little shout-out to Egypt Valley. My son Jordan is one of the groundskeepers at Egypt Valley. Good gig, by the way. Jop, you and I played that course before. We had a lot of fun there.
Yep.
I got a great value for it because I got a lot more hits than the average golfer would. But they have a member up there who came in. There's like 30 groundskeepers, I think, mostly college kids. And this guy came in and brought in this huge catered lunch and fed all those groundskeepers. Just, you know, good Samaritan, coming in out of nowhere. So I don't know his name, but I hope he's listening out there.
It was a barbecue lunch, too.
I do believe it was a barbecue lunch. And but whoever you are, kudos to you. Great call there. And I want to send a shout-out to another golf course. That's the Pines up in Canadian Lakes. The fellow that runs the pro shop there, and I can't remember his name anymore, just a wonderful gentleman, but the Pines is the oldest course on Canadian Lakes. And if you've ever been up to Canadian Lakes, you know where it's at. If you haven't, you need to get up there because you've got some wonderful courses up there. We spent a week up there a couple weeks ago now, and just a great place to go and spend some little slice of heaven right there in Michigan.
You bet. That's great man time, and that reminds me, it's time for Man Law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty in Saranac. They also have barbecue.
Good barbecue, because they cook it on a good one, don't they?
They cook on a good one, Marshall.
Right.
Yep. Them boys down there, you know, they know how to make some pasties, though, eh?
Yeah.
I bet they don't have any Lloyd Flanders furniture yet on that back deck.
They're going to be down to Gordon's and get some, though.
You bet.
Yeah.
So anyway, man law. Never butt in on a buddy's fight with his lady, okay? There are three very good reasons for this. Don't bleep me, Brian. Number one, you will die. Number two, you'll die. And three is, you'll really die. Okay, he's a grown man. He can handle it. As tempting as it is to stand by your buddy and tell his woman exactly where she can put that 3-inch hot pink acrylic talon, it won't raise any brownie points with either one of them. You'll make him look like a weenie, and she'll resent you like the rest of your life. Just walk away, provide silent reinforcement, text him or something, okay? Buy him a beer later. He's got it. Unless she's hitting him, at that point you leave the house, call the police, and refer to rule number three when the rest of the guys ask how he got those scars.
That's a long one, but
it is, but it's a good point. Have you ever been there? You ever been that guy?
I have been. Yeah, it's uncomfortable for you as it is for them. Just get out. Just bail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hate to be that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Gorman's Furniture on 28th near Breton. You got to get down here. Check this place out. It's beautiful. It's air-conditioned on the inside. The sun's just coming over the wall on the outside, but there's a great day to get out here. There's deals everywhere.
Can I give you a little tip, too, if you're listening? It'd be a really good time, like right now, to come down because the entire sales staff has been sitting outside with us sampling beers from the Hideout, okay? And if you don't know it, the Hideout makes some really good beer. And these guys are all relaxed on the couch, and their sales pads are out. And I think you could probably just, like, write your own deal. But anyway, and just a tip, maybe bring a hamburger with you because what goes better with a beer than a hamburger? I don't know. Jop, another little thing here. I saw a great preview for Expendables 2 last night. Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Willis, Van Damme, Chuck Norris,
Dolph Lundgren,
yeah. Jet Li. Yeah. Expendables 2.
Right. All the bad dudes of cinema.
That's one you don't take your wife to.
That's
right. You take me.
It's a guy movie.
Yep. And one other thing, Cleveland Browns sold for over $8 billion. Do you know that?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Cleveland Browns, gone. Yeah. I wish I knew they're up for sale. I always wanted to own a team.
Throwing some dough at that.
Yeah.
Well, you've been listening.
I'm going to buy furniture instead now.
Yeah, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning. Get out in your backyard, fire up your grill. great day to do some smoking, stay out of the heat, enjoy a micro-brewed beer or a glass of Michigan wine. We really appreciate you listening in. Check us out next week. Hit us on Facebook. Hit us on thegrillingguys.com. We're glad you're here. It's been a lot of fun. Have a great weekend.
And I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.